Proclamation number 382, dated the April 19th, 1938. Resistance to evil through desire for God. Spirit of light. The word of God is weapon. Anyone who always lives his life looking heavenwards will resist the dark forces. Just a single thought of the Savior and you will be released by him from such influence. It will immediately create a deep gulf between you and the latter, since everything, heaven and hell, is subject to the Lord. The enemy expects to find a willing creature in you into which he can transfer all vices and lusts in order to get control over it, yet if he meets with the slightest resistance as soon as a person's heart longingly turns to the Savior, the power of evil will be broken and he will be released from evil forces without having been harmed. However, the power of evil shall make you realize how vigilant you must be if the struggle of improving your soul is not to be unsuccessful. Give preference to the beneficial spiritual beings surrounding you, let them protect you and let them take care of your physical shell and your soul, then the powers of darkness will have a hard time with you. They will try in vain to undermine your purity or to make you compliant for their disgraceful cravings. Think of the Savior in every danger and you will already have overcome the one who wants to plunge you into disaster. And therefore it is always advisable to comply with the Word of God during your short time of existence on earth, which in itself will give you strength and is protection against evil at the same time. For it is given to you by God so that you shall reach the kingdom of God, hence it must also be, at the same time, the best weapon against the darkness, which is, after all, the most adverse power to eternal bliss. Therefore beware of everything which, being opposed to God's teaching, wants to throw people into spiritual darkness and thereby prevent them from taking a true insight into the Lord's never-ending actions of love. The adversary will always find supporters where dense darkness dominates, for everything that strives towards the light is shunned by him, and, if you sincerely appeal to the Father to enlighten your spirit, the power of evil will become increasingly weaker the more sincerely the human child is governed by its longing for spiritual light, since darkness has never yet triumphed over light. Consequently, it is also left up to your own discretion as to whether you take the path of light or darkness, but let it be a warning to you that the Lord is only with you in the light, that other forces preside in the darkness and that you must only ever strive towards the light and the eternal deity if you want to escape the power of evil and be taken care of by the Father himself. The Spirit of light and truth will always reign over everything which is subject to darkness. The wise, however, will make an effort to become enlightened, and once they are, they will be protected against all onslaughts by the enemy and will overcome the world forever. Amen.